Martin Babican, lecturer and meteorologist, joins me every Tuesday to talk about the weather. And in this Easter week, Martin, the weather conditions are getting quite confusing, to say the least.
It is confusing. It is very, very interesting what the weather patterns emerging at this stage. Like the sea surface temperature along the Pacific Ocean is warming up, and the Indian Ocean is cooling down, and coral seas start cooling again. And monsoon is retreating. Once monsoon starts retreating, the intensity of monsoon increases. And that's what happens. As monsoon starts retreating, the tropical cyclones start forming towards Darwin. And that's this time of year. A tropical cyclone in that part is very, very complex. And then a complex circulation for Australia, too. And then Bureau of Meteorology predictions are for April to June. Rainfall is likely to be below average over southern two-thirds of Australia, except the east coast of New South Wales. East coast is going to be a different situation because of the most significant feature, first half of autumn. Right now we could see the transition season, monsoon is retreating and high pressure intensifying and shifting towards north. And as the high pressure moves towards north, it becomes very intensified. And high pressure tends to ridge along the New South Wales, a drag southeasterly stream, moist onshore stream towards the coastal area. So it seems that most of the showers activity is going to be on the coastal region, coastal to range, and from April to June. And that's the reason it will be above average rainfall. So I think Gloucester and Hunter Valley is going to get good rain out of this weather pattern. And then looking further, I just wanted to see how outlook is going to shape up. The Indian Ocean is going to stay neutral. Nothing is happening at this stage, so we cannot use the Indian Ocean as an important weather element. So looking at the current weather outlooks here for us, weather situation, a low pressure system is over southwest Tasmania. It's moving rapidly east, and that's directing southeasterly stream along the coast. And a high pressure system is moving towards Tasmania, extending a ridge along New South Wales coast, and that ridge is going to be intense. Next cold front expected to reach the state on Monday. So these are the weather pattern. But the main thing is looking at the Tasman Sea low, directly moist, high pressure developing, increasing southeast to the stream. That's how the weather pattern is emerging. So looking at 2 weeks outlook for Gloucester. Gloucester for week one from 11th to the 17th of April. Tuesday, Wednesday, there'll be some light showers. And then maximum temperature Tuesday 23, Wednesday 21. Relative humidity for Tuesday 49%. I'm expecting light showers, about 2 to 3 millimeters. And then soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 17 degrees centigrade. Wednesday rain, light showers, 21 degrees centigrade temperature maximum. 61% humidity, 3 millimeters rain showers with this situation. And then soil moisture 24, soil temperature 17. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum 22, humidity 45. On Friday, light rain showers possible. That's only a possibility at this stage. Maximum temperature 24. You can see the wind still southwesterlies. Humidity 34%. About 1 to 2 millimeters possibility on Friday. On Saturday, there's going to be a few clouds, maximum temperature 22 degrees. On Sunday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 24 degrees. On Monday, sunny, maximum temperature 27. So you can see 27 degrees increasing from 22 at the beginning to 24 in the middle of the week, and at the end of the week becomes 27 as maximum rises. It's going to be a short period of time. Only on Monday it reaches 27. But on Tuesday, the 18th, there'll be a few clouds. Temperature will drop to 24 degrees. Wednesday, a few clouds. Maximum temperature 25. Thursday, light rain showers, about 3 millimeters possible. Maximum 22. Friday, light showers, maximum 22, about 2 millimeters. And Saturday, a few clouds. Maximum 22. Sunday, light showers. Maximum 24, about 2 millimeters. So there's about 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters and 1 millimeter. Altogether, looking at about 7, 8 millimeters in week 1, week 2. Looking at Hunter Valley, looking at Tuesday, light showers again, same thing like exactly like Gloucester, maximum 23, humidity 46%, and then soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 17. That's not going to change all week. The Wednesday, light showers, maximum temperature 21, about 2 millimeters. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum 22. On Friday, few clouds, maximum 24. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum 23. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum 24. On Monday, sunny, maximum 28. Then looking at soil moisture is going to dropping to 21%. Soil temperature 17 degrees at the end of the week. Week two, looking at Tuesday, sunny, maximum 24. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 25. Thursday, light showers. And then Friday, light showers. I'd say about 2-3 millimeters. Saturday, few clouds, 22 degrees maximum temperature. Sunday, light showers. Maximum 24, about 2 millimeters. So about 6 millimeters possibility of rain showers for week 2, about 5, 6 millimeters in week 1. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much again for this excellent weather analysis. And for more information, go to our website. Go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.